Wednesday, 8 a.m. It's time for group therapy. I don't have to talk, but Roger says it's better if I do. He asks me to go first, and I decide to get it over with because pretty much everyone is squirming in their seats, dying to know what juicy business brought me to Attaboy's. So I tell them my whole story, about the bathroom and the pencil sharpener and Tara the Two-Face. I'm not embarrassed to talk about it, because everybody's cutting at my school. Even Tara. I say how the girls like to compare their scars and their slits and their checkerboard ankles. We teach each other things, too, like how to hide pins in our mattress seams and steal blades from a dad's double-edged razor and how to break bottles in terry cloth so they won't make a sound. And we share our best lies, the ones that will fool any mother. Cat scratches, bike wipeouts, shaving nicks. It's kind of like a club, I say. Sisters of the Broken Glass. Roger raises up his hand, stop sign straight. He talks about making positive choices and all that other kumbaya crap, but nobody's listening. Danya sticks out her tongue, and I see a silver stud pierced through the tip. It makes me think about the time I jammed a sewing needle straight through my earlobe without even numbing it. Pop. I remember the tickly, fizzy way that made me feel, like drinking root beer on a roller coaster. And the memory makes something go click, click, click inside my head like a trigger. I start to fixate on the paperclip stuck to Roger's folder, the one with all those shiny, sharp possibilities. I imagine the clip uncurling, transforming, becoming straight and strong and stiff, just like an arrow. A few beads of sweat form on my neck, near the vein that beats faster every time something really good or really scary is about to happen. I bet I can swipe that clip when Roger isn't looking. And I have to bite the inside of my cheek so nobody sees how excited that idea makes me. Then I remember what Danya said. How they can keep me here even longer than 72 hours for something as lame as a paper cut. So I sit on my hands and try to get a song stuck in my head instead and send screaming telepathic messages to Roger to put that freaking paperclip away before the click, click, click shoots a bullet in my brain.